715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well on the YouTube channel. Search for Peace Lutheran Church Park Falls. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather for worship this morning. There are a number of announcements that have been displayed on our whiteboards. So I will bring some attention to a few of them, as I typically do. We are beginning a Bible study this morning following worship service that I'm leading. It is about the Christian faith, and there are times where people have some misconceptions, and so the title of the study is Myth or Faith. And so I invite you to come and be part of that study and to help us as we look to our Lord and Savior to know what is His Word and what is of the world. So that is the study I'm leading today. Thursday's studies are also have been resumed, and so if you're interested in being at that Thursday study, you can certainly attend that at 1:30. Joyfully Aging is that study, and so if there's anybody that's aging and would like to know how to do so joyfully, and that study will be for you. We know that our Lord provides many good gifts for us, and that we gather together to give Him thanks and praise. Our choir is looking to combine their voices, and so if you're able to be with them, Wednesdays at 6:30, they rehearse and look forward to giving God glory through the gift of music. Our Board of Education is excited about all these activities we have and being educated and growing in our faith, and also looking forward to the opportunities that do come in the future, but recognizing that what we're able to do has not been made possible without the efforts and the contributions of many good men and women in the congregation. So they are looking to give thanks to those people who have been part of our Sunday school programs in this last year and are unable to continue. And so their names can be found in the whiteboards, but I think they didn't want them announced at this time. But we do give thanks to God for those that have helped bring us to this day and look to have us built upon the rock of our Savior Jesus Christ. We are this morning following the service of prayer and preaching, which can be found in the hymnals on page 260, and we begin by singing hymn 589.
Many hardened sins.
sinners, Lord, flee in terror at your word. But to all who feel sin's burden, you give words of peace and pardon. Lord, your words are waters living when my thirsting spirit bleeds. Lord, your my spirit feeds. Lord, your words will be my light through death's cold and dreary night. Yea, they are my sword prevailing and my chalk of joy unfailing. As I pray, dear Jesus, hear me. Let your words in me take root. May your spirit door be near me, that I bear abundant fruit. May I daily sing your praise, from my heart's glad anthems raise, till my highest praise is given in the endless joy of heaven. Please stand as we continue. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy will you draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will forever. Amen. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation.
Please be seated for the readings.
Proverbs, the 25th chapter, beginning with the 6th verse. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle this morning is from Paul's writing to the Ephesians, chapter 4, beginning with the first verse. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to be the hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading today comes from Luke, the 14th chapter. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully, and behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told the parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. We continue with the responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. I invite you to please stand as we continue, as we review our small catechism. We begin with the Ten Commandments the Lord has given to us. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. We also speak together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we speak and pray together the prayer that our Heavenly Father has given to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I invite the congregation to please be seated. Those children that are present, I invite you to come forward at this time for a children's message. Some of us are sleepy. Maybe that happens if we stay up a little too late. Or maybe if we haven't gotten enough sleep other days. So that can happen, right? So that brings me to a little bit about what we want to talk about. Are there things that God expects you to do and wants you to do and has made known that you should be doing? And are there things God does not want you to do? I think we were all just speaking together some of the things that he does not want us to do, right? What are some of the things that we spoke about in the commands, the commandments that he has for us? So what are we not supposed to do? There's a number of different things. What is one of them? Okay, he says we are not to murder. Yes, so we are not supposed to take the life of another person. That is not for us to do. Now, you said you were sleepy, and maybe sometimes that has to do with what we're talking about, but that's not the only commandment, is it? If we're sleepy and we're not maybe as alert and paying good attention, is it always easy to remember all of the commandments God has given to us? No, sometimes when we're sleepy, we don't remember everything. So what do we need to do in order to be more alert? What do we need to be? What do we have to do? What do you guys think? In order for you to be alert, what do you need? Can we be alert when we're asleep? No, that doesn't work. But when we are, what's the opposite of?
Awake.
When we're awake, yes, thank you. When we're awake, and we need to wake up in order to be alert and to see how things are around us. For you, in order to maintain and your alertness, and in order for the rest of our congregation to maintain our alertness, we need to be in God's Word and study it and learn it. And that's why today we are reciting from the Catechism those parts of it that are helpful for us. Like the Ten Commandments, right? We need to be reminded, and they bring them forward to the front, and so they're there for us to see, and when we see them again, we are alerted to them. And same thing when it comes to the Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer, that these are things when we are in His Word, we remain awake to what God wants us to do, right? Yeah, and so that's why I'm so glad you are here, and I'm glad that the rest of the congregation is here this morning, because we can be once again in God's Word so that it would awaken our hearts and awaken our spirits to His will for us in our lives. And that's the really important part of coming to church, to hear what God wants us to be doing, to know where He is leading us, and to hear once again the love that He has for us. So I'm inviting you at this time with our congregation to say an echo prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Which awakens us to your will.
Which awakens us to your will.
Please help me follow where you lead me.
Please help me follow where you lead me.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you very much for coming forward. And there are sometimes things that help awaken us, and maybe some of these will help waken you up this morning as you're listening to God's Word. Our congregation at this time gets to sing, and sometimes singing is a way that we awaken our hearts and minds as we sing hymn 644.
She is his new friend.
grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from Ephesians chapter 4. I will begin by looking, though, at the gospel lesson. Jesus, as he's there dining, as he's there with the leaders, he wasn't supposed to do it. On the Sabbath day, there was to be no work done. That's the understanding of the lawyers, the Pharisees. On this day, as he's coming to eat, he should be coming and not doing any work. And so, yet presented with a man who has dropsy, Jesus healed him and sent him away. That is the work that Jesus has done. The work that they were putting him to the test in regards to. Will he be obedient to the law, or will he not be obedient according to their understandings? Jesus heals the man, sends him away. Jesus does not conform to the social norms of the first century Judaism. He reaches out with grace and mercy of God, which are greater than those social norms of that day. He does what he shouldn't. He does not fulfill the label that they want him to live with. One who does not work on the Sabbath. And yet, does Jesus even see it as work, healing this man, setting him free from what sin has brought into his life? Certainly that is what Jesus was called to do. And so, no, he will not conform to their expectations because he is greater than them. You and I are likewise tested by the world that we live in today. Will we conform to the world around us? Will we seek to fit in and not go against the established powers and authorities that presently are in control? Or will we live as outliers for a greater good? Do you and I live conforming our lives to the expectations of the world? Or do we live conforming to the will of God? We prayed the Lord's Prayer, and in so we pray these petitions that look to God above the world. And so I offer that as a segue. Yes, we do conform to God's will. We seek his will to be done in our lives and through our lives. In the lesson today from Ephesians, we recall that Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus. He is writing to believers. He is writing to those that are similar to you and me. We are the church invisible, made up of those who believe. You are already in good standing with God because of the justification that Jesus has won through his death and resurrection. The question is now, what do I do as a believer who has been saved? How am I supposed to live in this world as I eagerly anticipate the return of my Lord and Savior? And to this answer, Paul gives this guidance to the Ephesians. He's talking about your life of sanctification, living a holy life, not just before God, but before our brothers and sisters in this world, before those who do believe, and also before those who do not believe. Paul makes and alludes to the justification that has been accomplished by Jesus Christ when mentioning the calling to which you have been called. What is that calling? Well, you and I have been called out of the darkness into the light. We have been called to faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior by the Holy Spirit. We are called to believe that we are children of God, and that is what we are in and through holy baptism. We are called to a life filled with faith, hope, and love based upon what Jesus has accomplished, his life, his death, and his resurrection upon the cross. We face dangers in our individualistic-centered society to see this calling as something God has done for me. And that's the totality of what is to happen. It's about me, is the way our society would want you to look at it. It's just about me, and that's going to be about you, and that's all we need to worry about. As long as I'm good with God, then mission accomplished. Not so fast. For the first three chapters of Ephesians, they're focused on being justified. Yes, you are saved because of what Jesus has done. His perfect life, his death upon the cross where he shed his blood to pay and make atonement for your sins. But that is not where God seeks it to end. He seeks for you and for me to live out our lives, having been justified through Christ, but living a life of holiness here and now. Yes, you have been justified and are urged to live in a manner worthy of, in line with, conforming to the calling to which you have been called. God does not say, oh, you're justified, so just do whatever you want. Or he doesn't say, now follow your heart. In Scripture it says that's a very bad thing to follow. Rather, God urges you, the body of Christ, those redeemed by Christ, those washed in the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, to live a life in obedience to his word. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. As disciples washed and redeemed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through our baptism, we are justified. But then we are called to live in observance to all that he has taught. Observance is not a passive activity in the way that we are observing the changing of the seasons, the colors in the trees, or how we observe the moon phases in the night sky. No, that is not the observance we are called. We observe by doing it. The stop sign says stop, which means that the vehicle you are driving is going to stop. That is the observance, an active observance. When Jesus says, take, eat, this is my body, And when he says, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins, observing his command, we take his body and blood and drink his blood. Our lives and the actions that we take, the words we speak, the thoughts we think, are changed as we observe, live our lives in accordance to. And so God works in the lives of his redeemed children through the Holy Spirit, who gifts us with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And thus, God makes it possible for you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This God does through the Holy Spirit. So how you live does make a difference in the witness that you give and in the witness of the body of Christ. Paul says we are to live in a certain way. We are to recognize there is one body, one Spirit. Just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. In the church, there is not freedom to go your own way and believe whatever you want to believe about any particular issue. You are called to follow what our Heavenly Father says. You are either in line with God and the teachings that he has sent forth in the Bible, or you are like these lawyers and Pharisees opposing him, finding yourself unable to reply to the questions that the Lord poses. Is it not lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And they remain silent, for they truly knew what would be better for that individual, yet they were just going to stick by what they believed. And so we are called not to follow the wisdom of man, but rather our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The psalmist writes in Psalm 2, why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. And that is what a lot of the world would have us believe today. That the Bible and all that it teaches, well, that is a chains that is enslaving you to the past and history, and you need to be freed from it. And yet, the opposite is actually true. We are called to draw closer to God's Word, to conform our lives to it, to be those that God desires us to be in his word. For he looks at the wisdom of man and says it is but folly and foolishness. The psalmist continues by saying, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. The church is connected to Jesus, the king set on Zion, the holy hill. He is to be our standard and foundation for what we think, speak, and do in our lives. For yes, God is creator who is over all. He who is in heaven, yes, indeed, he is over all. And he and we spoke last week about God working through humans. God calls the prophets to speak in his name. God called the disciples to follow and continue to make disciples who follow him. God used the apostles like Paul, turning them from a path of disbelief into a path of belief. He works through you to bring the good news of salvation. And God, through the one baptism, the baptism in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, enters in and resides in those baptized in his name. So yes, he is in all. He is over all, through all he is working, and he is in all, so that you may be one in the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this God seeks to bring you to the one eternal life found in and only through Jesus. He seeks to bring with you as many as will believe into this one fellowship. So you and I, as Christians, as those who are disciples and followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have a responsibility to fulfill as followers of Jesus. We follow him first, leaving behind the wisdom of man. We live promoting the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in all areas of our life. Today, tomorrow, and forever, you are the body of Christ, and you are called to walk in a manner worthy of that calling, powered by God, as the Holy Spirit does reside in you, working through you so that others may see that God indeed is over all. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, we gather together our offerings. Those that are able to do so, return to the Lord what he first has given to us, as he is the giver of all good things. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. At this time, we continue with the prayers of the church as we pray to our Heavenly Father, who hears our prayers and who seeks to work in and through us to accomplish them. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all of our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the holy Christian church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For seasonable weather and for a fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. for all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Finally, for these and for all of our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, we implore you, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Blessed Lord, you have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Christ has been raised from the dead.
See you. Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hezbollah's launched rockets and drones deeper into Israel from Lebanon. It follows the explosive attacks across Lebanon last week and Friday's Israeli strike that killed senior Hezbollah leadership. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby told ABC's This Week.
The tensions are much higher now than they were even just a few days ago. We certainly have been monitoring the reports of strikes back and forth across that border. But all that does is underscore for us how important it is to try to find a diplomatic solution.
President Biden spoke about China's actions in the Indo-Pacific as he hosted the leaders of the Quad nations of India, Japan, and Australia in Delaware. The race to replace President Biden continues. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in North Carolina. He says he will not debate Kamala Harris a second time, even though she accepted CNN's invitation to debate. And authorities searching for suspects in Birmingham, Alabama, where an overnight shooting left four people dead and dozens hurt. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The state Supreme Court will decide whether Robert F. Kennedy's name should be removed from the ballot in Wisconsin. Kennedy is now a member of Donald Trump's transition team. He's trying to make it easier for his supporters to vote for Trump. He's been fighting that battle in court here in Wisconsin, where previous judges have told him under state law, the only way off the ballot is to die. The case was in the Second District Court of Appeals, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission asked the state's high court to rule. Now they've accepted the case. And while the National Teamsters Union declined to endorse a presidential candidate, Wisconsin's did anyway. The National Union represents more than 1.3 million members and has endorsed a Democratic candidate in every presidential election since 2000. The Wisconsin chapter of the Teamsters unanimously voted to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. They joined Teamsters unions in Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, who have done the same. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The post-clinch swoon continues in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost their third game in a row, blanked 5-0 by the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday. The loss all but puts the Brewers out of the running for a playoff bye. Milwaukee only managed two hits in the loss. It's Milwaukee and Arizona again on Sunday to wrap up a seven-game homestand. Green Bay is at Tennessee for a noon showdown. In the preseason, the Packers traded with the Titans to bring in quarterback Malik Willis, who started last week. Win over Indianapolis. He's expected to start again today as Jordan Love continues to recover from an MCL sprain that he suffered in the season opener. Sean Clifford was also signed to the active roster from the practice squad for today's game, which kicks off at noon. And the kickoff time for Saturday's Wisconsin Badgers football game at USC has been announced. The game will start at 2:30 p.m. Both teams are 2-1 to start the year. You'll be able to hear it on select Civic Media stations around the network. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday and this first day of fall. Any leftover cloud cover giving way to quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the mid-60s and gusty north winds. Tonight could get a little frosty, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows in the upper 30s. Right now it's 51.
From Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Grassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. In this hour, Ashby Frank, the Red Camel Collective, Balsam Range, Michael Cleveland, and Jason Carter, plus my very special guest, Kristen Scott Benson, will be sharing tracks from the brand new one celebrating 20 years of the Grascals. It's all straight ahead, and it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com. So sit back and crank it up. We're going to kick things off with a brand new single from Mylon Miller and Beth Husband. This one's called The Ghosts of Galway Bay.
I've been working 4 to 4 since I landed on the shore, far from the bogs and soggy socks, an Irish boy on the Boston docks. There's loads of lads just like me who, faced with famine, chose to flee, willing to take the work we'd find. haunted by the lost and the left behind. The sun goes down.